The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Declan Rice wasn't born in Ireland. His parents weren't born in Ireland. It was his grandparents who provided the link. It meant that he played three times for the Irish senior team, but in non-competitive fixtures, which didn't tie him to Ireland. And he decided today, after months of speculation, that he would play for England in the future. Kieran Cunningham, chief sports writer of the Irish Daily Star. Will people really blame him for making that decision?
Well, if you look at it in purely professional terms, you know, in terms of what the decisions face that face professional footballers, I don't think anyone could blame him. Like, you look at the last year, Ireland haven't even scored a goal in the last four games, whereas England have a decent manager in Gareth Southgate, a lot of good players, and we've got to the World Cup semi-finals. And in Declan Rice, now they have a player who's one of the best of his age in the Premier League to emerge in a long, long time. Like, he'd probably be the front runner, one of the front runners anyway, for the PFA Young Player of the Year award. But it's a massive blow for Ireland. It shows the sham of the rule where you can't switch nationality at senior level, having played at senior level. Like, fair enough, if you played up at underage, switch then. And we have, there are plenty of instances of that in the past. But for somebody who played three games for Ireland, he got man of the match in two of those. And he made plenty about what it meant to him to play for Ireland. And people do change their minds as circumstances change. And I don't blame him for this decision. But it's very, very hard for Irish fans to take, because he was the future. He was the man to build a team around for the next 10 years.
OK, but is Martin O'Neill somewhat at fault here? Should Martin O'Neill have got him onto the pitch during a competitive match, like the way he's done with the young Southampton striker Obafemi recently? Was there a missed opportunity there previously?
But the one opportunity that you could make a case for was the home game with Moldova, because I think no matter what, they were going to win that game. But he had only played a handful of games for West Ham at that stage. But I think his potential was clear. And like when Ireland were 2-0 up with a couple of minutes to go, it would be nice to throw him on and tie him to Ireland. But, you know, there is this thing as well, like people say it's wrong to entrap somebody, or even to use language like that, you know, you could be... that entrapment is part of international football. But I think it shows again, like, they're not professional patriots. They're professional footballers. Like, professional patriots these days, they wear yellow vests. We've had enough of those. But like, decisions are made in professional sport. The main reason they're made is money. It's financial reasons, the main reason. And he will be a far wealthier young man for playing for England than for Ireland.
OK, this follows, of course, after the Jack Grealish situation as well, when the Aston Villa midfielder decided he was going to play for England instead of Ireland. Now, his career has been blighted by the relegation of Villa and by injuries since then. But tell us, why was it that only a couple of months ago, the FAI seemed so confident that they had got Rice to commit to Ireland, and there were inspired leaks to the media that it was all done after a meeting with Mick McCarthy and Robbie Keane?
Yeah, it seems, you know, the sound they got, or the spin they put on that meeting, was that it was very positive. And I think whether Rice has changed his mind since then, or whether they just, there was a cross-wire, it's hard to know. But it's very messy, because they shouldn't have put something like that shouldn't have been coming out unless they were 100% sure. And it's clear now that he had made no decision. And, you know, you mentioned Jack Grealish there. Like, Harry Kane was qualified to play for Ireland as well. We weren't able to tie him down. And if you look at it, if you go back to years ago when we got Mark Lawrence, and we got one of the best defenders in Europe, he turned out to be, Andy Townsend, top class. But in the last 20 years, if you look at the recruits we get through the so-called granny rule, they're nowhere near the same quality. But England, in particular, are far more tuned in. They don't let players slip through the net anymore. And they also, they look at players that are born in Ireland that are qualified for England. Like, they're spreading the net as well. You know, it's not like it was in Jack Charlton. It's far, far harder to nail somebody down now.
OK, but then, should we be giving up on this, going after players who, if we're going to get players, might only be second rate? I mean, we've had, for example, Michael Keane, whose father is from Dublin, has played centre-back from England. His twin brother, Will, is playing in the lower levels of the Championship, has a dire goal-scoring record, and is now talk of him finally declaring for Ireland. We're looking at other players like Nathan Redmond has played for England. There's talk that we want him. Patrick Bamford, the lead striker, actually has a youth cap with Ireland, has many more with England, and there's talk of him switching back to Ireland. Do we want players like this? Is that unfair to Irish-born players?
That's a very fair point, Matt. I think you can make that argument. Like, I think you can't turn your back on players who are Irish qualified if they're good enough to play international football. But at the same time, you can't depend on this rule and sign players through this route. You have to produce your own players in this country. Maybe down the line, the underage national leagues that have come into play will help with that, and the emerging talent programme that the FAI hype up so much. But it's also interesting that you mentioned that, like, national identity is very complicated these days. Like, you remember Mark Kinsella played in midfield for Ireland at the 2002 World Cup. His son now plays underage for Ireland, but his daughter won gymnastics gold for Britain at the Commonwealth Games last year. And that's within one family. They're representing Britain and Ireland.
But you'll even look at the Good Friday Agreement recognises dual nationality of people in the six counties.
Absolutely. And
look at the controversy that's caused players from the north.
Yeah, well, maybe Declan Rice will wish he held on to his Irish passport once Brexit kicks in.
Thank you very much, Kieran Cunningham, chief sports writer with the Irish Daily Star.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.